And the background music of Larry Razavian is out of Tone Checks there with our theme Musicians Come and Play. It means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. I believe it's program number 407. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As our theme wraps up right there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Razavian is out of Town Checks. We're at 13 minutes before the hour 12 noon. Temperature reading of 17 degrees. Yes, the sky is clouding up. We're getting some overcast skies now. Just a peak of sunshine here and there. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Don Peachy. Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Good morning, Cy.
Yes.
So very nice to have a friend in Minnesota who's a drummer, a polka DJ, and that music service guy, most important.
You bet.
And
then we'll throw one more hat into the ring and a meat market guy too yet, so can supply some good meat products for you. So, yeah. We're very proud to do what we do, and I thank you for those kind words. Where are you at today, Don? Are you at home in Burnett, Wisconsin?
I am, yes.
Yes, and what's the weather like over in Burnett today?
Kind of overcast.
Is it? The same as what we have. Okay.
It's not terribly cold, though.
No, we've got 17 degrees, so compared to some of it that we've had the last couple of weeks here, we'll take it today. How's that?
Beautiful.
You bet. Well, Don, you've had a long, long career. Where did it all get started? Where were you born and raised? Were you born and raised right there in Burnett, or how far away?
I was born and raised in Beaver Dam, which is 10 miles from Burnett. I lived in Burnett all my life.
Okay. Very good. Go to school there in that area?
Yes.
Okay. And did you pick up music in school, or how did you get to learn to play that accordion and all the other things that you do?
Started accordion lessons at age 14, and actually my sister played before I did.
Oh, really? Okay. And now is she part of the band, of the Don Peachy Band?
Well, yeah, she did for a long time.
Okay.
But they have a band of their own called the Downtowners right now.
Oh, very good. That's very good. Were there more siblings in the family?
No, just...
Just the used two?
And me.
Okay. So did you kind of pattern your band at that time after, like, the Bernie Roberts band with Bernie and Blondie?
Not really, but that was how you played if you were in Dodge County, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And there were... three or four other bands that played the same way.
Okay, very
but,
good.
No, I, of course, have the greatest respect for Bernie.
Uh-huh.
Blondie.
Yeah. Well, you even handle their music now, do you not? You've kept it going. Have several CDs that are available?
We have many.
Yeah, yeah. So that is great. Now, you have Cadet Music, which is, a recording studio? Do you record bands, or do you just produce music, or what do you do?
We just produce.
Okay.
We do not record.
Okay, very good, very good. Now, yourself, you've got a number of recordings out with the Don Peachy Band. Where did you go to get recorded for those recordings?
Most of them were done... I think all of them were done in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
Universal Studios, and one was at RCA, I think.
Okay. Very good. Well, backing up, you said you were 14 years old when you were picking up the accordion. How long before you formed the Don Peachy Band?
Almost right away.
Oh, really? So you were still in high school then. Yeah. My goodness. Wow. What'd you start out with? How many pieces?
Seven-piece
band right away.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And how many years has the band been in existence now then?
Oh, gosh, I got to figure it up.
Over 50, huh?
51 to 2022.
Wow, okay. About 73 years. Holy buckets. All right. That puts you in probably your 80s, then, huh? So.
Had a lot of good years, that's for sure.
Oh, you sure did. And still going yet. When you played just, I thought I heard it promoted here just recently. Was it this fall that you guys were playing at a Polka Fest? Was it in Iowa or someplace?
Yes, in Duncan, Iowa.
Duncan, Iowa, that's where it. Yeah. Yes.
We pretty much were shut down until Labor Day. And then from Labor Day until October 16th, we played 12 jobs, and Duncan was one of them.
Okay.
It was a nice day.
Yeah, and it felt good to get back out and playing, didn't it?
What's that?
I say it felt good to get back out.
Oh, it sure did.
I'll bet.
And of course, when the new variants came in, our New Year's Eve date and New Year's Day and February 12th were canceled.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's an awful thing, that virus, and we're just looking forward to the days when we can get back to somewhat normal again and not have to worry about masking up and all the vaccinations and everything else. We lived our whole lives without that. It seems like we could have gotten by a few more years without it, huh?
If you want to play right now, you have to defy the odds. And push your luck and roll the dice.
That is about it. How big a band are you still taking out, like when you went to the Polka Fest in Duncan? How many pieces?
Our compromise is five.
Five now? Okay. What?
Because you have to realize that half the people are two-piece.
Yeah. Three-piece. That's what you're competing with, that's for sure. What instrumentation do you have for a five-piece band?
What
instrumentation do you have?
We are using, for the basic reason, my son plays trumpet. He's a very good trumpet player.
Okay.
But we are mostly using two tenors and two altos, and they do make beautiful music.
Oh, I believe that.
Accordion and piano, drums, and... most of the time, no bass horn.
Okay.
Because the people say it's too loud.
Oh, okay.
I should mention that we have a drummer that if he thinks we're going to have a big night, he puts on extra aftershave.
Who would that be now?
That would be Leroy Godfrey.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, good. Well, so Don, over the years, and you must have played thousands of jobs now over these years, and you think back of all the big nights that you had, where were some of them? Where did you play? All in Wisconsin, or were you all over the country, or how did it go for you?
I think we went to Texas 40 years.
40 years. Oh, my goodness.
In a couple of years, we went twice a year.
Oh, my word. Now, did you book that all yourself, or did you have an agent?
I booked it all myself.
All yourself. Okay. And was this your full-time occupation, or did you do...
Oh, no.
You had something else besides, huh?
We are in the grain business.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what capacity? You have an elevator, or what...
Elevator. Full-service farm supply.
Oh, my word. Wow. So, yeah, I can imagine a few of those jobs might have been a little hectic when you're supposed to be on the road and you're still at the elevator, huh?
Well, yes, but in those days we did get away with it.
You did, yep. You know, and that's the story for most musicians. Music is such a great occupation, but it's tough to make a full-time living. And so most people did have a full-time job and then try to beg, borrow, and steal to get away on weekends or evenings to play those jobs. And most of the musicians I talked to, everybody would do it again. They really have enjoyed their careers.
Right.
You bet. Well, do you play any other instruments besides the accordion, Don, or have you just stuck with that instrument?
I'm mostly an accordion player.
Mostly accordion. What do you play for an accordion? Have you got a piano keyboard, or do you button box at all? Or
No button box. Just a
keyboard.
An accordion.
Okay. And some of the accordion players that you looked up to over your years as you watched them play. You did, huh? Myron Florin, did you ever get a chance to meet him?
What's that?
Myron Florin, did you ever get a chance to meet Myron?
Oh, I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Marv Herzog?
And who?
Marv Herzog?
Oh, yes, I did meet him.
Marv, okay. How about Roger Bright?
Oh, yes.
Roger?
In, New Glarus.
Yep, all in Wisconsin there. Just thinking of some of the other ones, the good ones. Denny played with Frankie Yankovic. Many times. And, of course, Frankie, of course, I'm sure you met him. There was a character, huh?
Who's that?
Frankie Yankovic.
Oh, yeah. He played around here a lot.
Yes, yes. And, boy, so many more good ones, too. So, How did you decide on the accordion? Did your dad or mom suggest it to you, or?
No, somebody came around and talked my sister into taking lessons, and I liked it so much that I just also took from a different teacher.
Okay, very good. And what's the brand name of your accordion?
Pan.
A Pan. Okay.
Yeah. Got a lighter one.
Oh.
The people decided I needed a lighter one.
I've heard that story from a lot of accordion players, too.
I went from 29 pounds to 23.
Oh, yeah. That 6 pounds will make quite a difference.
Yeah. And the lady that sold it was from the East Coast.
Okay.
And she said that's the only accordion he would be satisfied with.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Very neat, Don. Well, we can ask you to hold that thought. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Yeah.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market with a reminder that the St. Joe Meat Market makes venison and wild game sausage all year round. If you still have some trimmings taking up space in your freezer, think about bringing them into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and have some delicious products made for you to enjoy with family and friends. You can have those trimmings turned into any number of delicious products, from summer sausage, jerky, snack sticks, brats, breakfast links, wieners, bologna, hamburger, and the list goes on. Minimum batch sizes usually start with approximately 10 pounds of wild game per item. Our professional and courteous staff will take down your information and assist you with your order when you bring your trimmings in. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joseph, Minnesota. And Don, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, we put up that nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, get that out to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you? Are you there, Don?
What was the question?
Oh, I say, we're going to send that meat package out for you, and you've had...
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, we were just wondering how it worked out for you. Okay, you do enjoy them. You're still taking in nourishment then these days.
Oh, yeah.
Well, very good, very good. We'll get that off in the mail to you this week, Don. All righty.
Before we ended up, I wanted to mention this is the last 2 days of January is Polka Music Month.
Oh, really? Okay, did not know that.
Don't you know that?
I did not know that. I thank you for enlightening me on that. Where does that come from, Polka Music Month? Who decided that?
I think that Dick Rogers and I got the brilliant idea because January is a dormant month. It's compared to the rest of the year, not much going on. And the idea was to promote music in a month where nothing was happening. And we passed it on to the Chicago people.
Yeah. And they picked it up, too, and ran with it then, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We were talking about great accordion players. You just mentioned another one, Dick Rogers and also Dick Metko. Did you get to know those guys?
I know all of them.
Yeah, they were big, big entertainers over there in Wisconsin for a number of years.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the sad part about being a musician is you never got to see a lot of those people play because you were always out playing at the same time.
Yeah,
I know the same thing here in Minnesota. So many great bands over the years, and we used to, when we were off, we'd go out to see Elmer Scheid or Six Fat Dutchmen or Babe Wagner or whoever the case, Fez Fritzy, seen all of those bands back in the days, but then we got busier and we didn't get to see them as much because we were always working, doing jobs ourselves. So, but that's kind of the irony of the music world. So,
I think Minnesota had more big, beautiful ballrooms.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay. And you got over to Minnesota frequently?
What's that?
Did you get over into these ballrooms frequently in Minnesota?
Not frequently, but we did at one time.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Well, we used to play a lot at Schlieff's Little City.
Yeah, that was a up-and-going ballroom. You bet.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Some of the other great ones, now that you're mentioning them, the Bellray Ballroom over in New Brighton, Tony Jamber's place. Did you get over there?
There a couple times. Yeah.
Okay. How about the Prom Center in St. Paul?
No.
Not that one?
There, but we played the Marigold.
Marigold, yeah. And there was another one, the Majestic Ballroom down in the Twin Cities. Was a good one. So how about over in Wisconsin, some of the ballrooms you've played quite a bit over there?
Oh, we don't have that many big, beautiful ballrooms, but we had a lot of activity.
Okay,
There would be a lot of dances.
Did you play at the one in Wausau, Schmidt's Ballroom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That one.
We played there New Year's Eve a couple times.
Okay. We... I was filling in with the Deutschmeisters a few times, and I was filling in with the Deutschmeisters on trumpet a few times back in the days, and they'd go on those 2 and 3 day road trips to Wisconsin, and Schmidt's Ballroom in Wausau was one of the ballrooms that we played, and I was a teenager yet at that time in high school, and that was a big deal, a big thrill, because when we'd go to Wisconsin, we were of age. We were legal to drink beer, so we thought that was pretty cool, being 19 years old or whatever, could swagger up to the bar and order a beer, even if it was a 3-2 beer. Felt pretty important back in those years, so yeah. Neat memories. So I bet you have seen a lot of great musicians come and go over your lifetime, huh?
Oh, I'm for sure.
Yeah. That's kind of the irony of life, I guess you would say. Boy, when you think back to your youth, all those great musicians that were still alive performing, and now as you look around, it just seems like the numbers are down. There's just not as many named musicians still performing that were back then. Isn't that true?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Don, when you pick up the accordion, what's the first song that comes out of the accordion? What's your favorite song?
Josephine? Yeah. Because it requires some attention.
Okay. And is that a two-step or a foxtrot or something?
Josephine is a foxtrot.
Okay. Well, you have done so many great recordings. Do you know offhand how many you have out?
Well, yeah. I can tell you. I don't want to tell you wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14 CDs right now.
14. We did have a Lucky Star peep out in the early 60s when we had a 45 RPM single of Last Night on the Back Porch that sold over 10,000 copies.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's a great song. I remember that song very much, yeah.
It was a big jukebox song.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were distributors and not in Minnesota, Minneapolis, at Omaha and St. Louis and Milwaukee, of course, that sold only to jukebox.
Oh, okay. People. Yeah.
I remember Carl Laffermacher saying, if you want to get a band hot, you have to get on the jukeboxes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably true. And as you look back over technology, how it has changed from the days of 45 recordings to the LPs, then cassettes came out and 8-tracks, now CDs, and I don't know where it's going to go from here, but we've really watched it change over the years, haven't we?
We have.
Yes, yeah, you bet. Pretty exciting, too, when you think about it. Back in the days when you would record, and I've mentioned this with other bands, boy, you started a song and you played it through and you hoped nobody made a mistake, because if you did, you had to start over. Nowadays, with technology, they can stop at any place, cut, patch, and fix it up right on the spot, huh?
Patch it in.
Yep. Your latest recording a few years back, Pictures, I think was your latest recording? Yeah. When, do you remember what year that came out?
Oh, a couple years ago. A
couple years ago. You bet. You bet. Well, very good.
The recording industry has pretty much calmed down to not much going on.
Yes, I know. That is true. And that just the trend with everything. I mean, follows the dances. The bands aren't playing, so they don't have the opportunity to sell the recordings. So they don't sell very well out of your living room. So there's no purpose in recording if you can't sell them on the stage. So that's kind of been the trend.
I need a guy like you.
Yes, well, I try my best to get them out there, whatever we can do. So you bet.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, great. Don, I know we've had you on the program before, and I usually ask you before I let you go if there's any particular memory that you have that you want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. What have you got for us today, Don?
I would have to think about that.
Okay.
We want to thank you for all you do. Thank you for playing our records.
Absolutely.
And, we use the German word, I think, Verstand.
Uh-huh.
Which is supposed to be very much appreciation.
Okay. That is great. Did you ever get stuck in any snowstorms, bad weather jobs, anything like that over the years?
Not too bad. We lucked out. We never had a sleep in anybody's barn or anything.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
I've heard of musicians that did.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I've heard the stories of bands coming out and damage to their vehicles, wheels stolen off of them, and bad things like that. Wee Willie told me one time he set the concertina case up on top of the station wagon, took off from the job, and the thing went tumbling off, so it was all broken up. So I've heard bad stories. I know a few of those. So,
Wee Willie. Yeah.
You remember him, too.
Yep.
You bet. Well, with that, Don, our time has pretty much run out. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I've told you in the past, the good Lord is willing. You and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that, Don?
Okay, appreciate it.
Well, very good. You have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
All right.
All right, and there he goes, Mr. Don Peachy, our 407th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Don Peachy in just a moment. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 407th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 15 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, our temperature reading currently at 14 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, as promised, we're going to do a little music by Don Peachy and his orchestra. Don, a great guest there, and yeah, really sociable guy. Great to hear from Don, and has done a great job there with the music for so many years. Right now, here's a great old-time polka by the Don Peachy Orchestra, one called the Cherry Pickers Polka. Don Peachy and his orchestra with one called the Cherry Pickers Polka. Just a catchy sound that the Don Peachy Orchestra made over those years. Just a very recognizable sound. Yes, always enjoyed the music of Don Peachy. Here they are with one called the Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. Thank you. Don Peachy and his orchestra, one called the Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 15 degrees currently here in Albany. Well, here's one that Don mentioned that he really enjoys, always likes playing this one. It's a two-step, one called Josephine. If my CD player is going to cooperate, we'll play it in its entirety. Josephine. Yes, indeed. I knew that that CD player was not to be trusted. And so one called Josephine, and we'll have to pick that up later in its entirety. All right. Right now, it's one called The Broken Hearted Polka, Don Peachy and the Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Don Peachy Orchestra, one called the Broken Hearted Polka. And those are selections coming off of their CD. And that CD is one called Let's Go Dancing. The Don Peachy Orchestra. 27 past 12. Once again, back up to 16 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music by Don Peachy, one called The Tulips from Amsterdam. Don Peachy Orchestra with one called The Tulips from Amsterdam. Taking us to 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 16 degrees here in central Minnesota. Sun coming out a little more bright right now, probably why the temperature is going up. All right, here's a nice polka tune by Don Peachy and his orchestra, one called Paloma Blanca.
Golden sky.
Blanca. Yes, nice polka there by the Don Peachy Orchestra. And really enjoy those vocals. Don, of course, and I believe that's his sister that sang that one. Now 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And again, 17 now our temperature here in Albany as the sun is out, the temperature climbing back up. Well, it's time to talk about our sponsor, Jeannie Bonfig and Jeannie B's Tours, as they are ready for 2022. So if you haven't decided on your vacations yet, keep Jeannie in mind. Yes, she'd love to take you along on one of her many exciting trips. Great time to be had by all. Think about the Lenten Journey, the Ark Encounter Experience. That's April 3rd through the 8th. The last time I talked to Jeannie, she said there are just a few seats remaining, but time is running short. This tour includes 5 nights of lodging, deluxe motor coach guide, Fair Oaks Dairy Tour, which was voted an absolute favorite overnight stay with guided tours by guests on Jeannie B's past Ark Encounter tours. There's 8 meals, all admissions on the itinerary, Wisconsin Dells Cheese House, Ho-Chunk Casino, lodging final evening, prizes and treats, the Ark, and much, much more. This is one on the You Must See Tour list, on the top 10 list of USA motor coach destinations. So for more information to get on board that trip, give Jeannie B's Tours a call, 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581. Yes, to reserve your seat for that exciting Lenten journey, the Ark Encounter Experience. And yeah, we're going to be on that one, my wife and I. Art and Jeannie, of course, are going to be the guides, and a few other notables. So yeah, should be a great time. If you're feeling cabin fever symptoms like most others, call Jeannie B's Tours today and reserve your seats for one of the upcoming tours, the Winter Blahs. That departs Wednesday, March 2nd, returns Thursday, March 3rd. Enjoy 2 days of sights and fun and casino lodging with $50 free slot play per person, 3 meals, deluxe motor coach, prizes and treats. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 today to save your seats. Beat that cabinizes with a fun for you in 22 Jeannie B's Tours. All righty, what else can we tell you about Jeannie B's? Oh, lots more exciting trips. She's got the daycations, the overnight daycations, so check that all out. She'll send you a nice brochure, itinerary of all of the things that are going on. Slots of Luck Tour, February 27th and 28th. That's Motor Coach Transportation Guide, Lodging, Prizes, and Treats. And again, $50 free slot play for each person. Jeannie B's is heading to Jackpot Junction. Leave on Sunday noon. We'll return Monday the 28th. Cost is only $119 per person for a double room. And again, call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 for that slots of luck fun for you in 22. Much, much more. Yes, she's got a full page of tours. So give Jeannie a call. She'll send you out one of those brochures, one of those pamphlets, and you can pick and choose where you want to go with Jeannie B's. Again, that's all for you this year coming up. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 17, our temperature here in Albany. Here's a nice waltz tune by the Don Peachy Orchestra, one called I Still Want You. Beautiful waltz tune there with the Don Peachy Orchestra. One called I Still Want You. Well, one of the musical arrangements that a lot of bands played over the years, but you don't get to hear a lot of them, is a good old time schottische. Here's Don Peachy and the orchestra with one called the Good Time Schottische. Yes, the Don Peachy Orchestra with the Good Times Schottische here on KASM. 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 17, our temperature here in Albany. Here's Don Peachy with a nice polka, one called The Clock on the Steeple. Don Peachy and the orchestra with one called The Clock on the Steeple Polka. More music by Don Peachy and the orchestra. Here's one called The Tea Party Waltz. Thank you. Very pretty waltz tune there by Don Peachy and the orchestra, one called the Tea Party Waltz. Here's a neat song by Don Peachy and the orchestra, one called Where Do the Good Times Go? Where does the good times go? Great music of Don Peachy and his orchestra. Where do the good times go? Well, can't trust that CD player much these days, so I was able to sneak over in the other studio and load Don's CD, one called Fantastic Foxtrot. And of course, the first selection on that CD is one called Josephine. So now we'll be able to listen to it in its entirety. Don Peachy, his favorite song, one called Josephine. Nice two-step. Don Peachy and the orchestra. Nice two-step number there. One called Josephine. One that Don says comes out of the accordion whenever he picks it up first. All right. Back to the Let's Go Dancing CD. Here's one. Going to dedicate this to my son, Dwight, often nicknamed Ike. This one's called Ike's Waltz. Dwight has a birthday coming up this week. It's going to be on Friday the 4th. So wishing Dwight a very happy birthday. Right now, it's Don Peachy and the Orchestra, one called Ike's Waltz. Don Peachy and his orchestra with one called Ike's Waltz. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's one called The Mountain Polka. Thank you. Very nice there. One called the Mountain Polka, Don Peachy and the Orchestra. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet at 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Going to do that with a nice waltz tune. A lot of bands have recorded this one over the years, used it for their theme song. It's one called the Moonbeams Clear Waltz, Don Peachy and the Orchestra. Don Peachy and his orchestra, one called the Moonbeams Clear Waltz. Such easy listening music, so enjoyable. Yes, you can sit back and just relax listening to the music of a Don Peachy orchestra. As we wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet at a minute past the hour of 1 o'clock, and now up to 18 degrees here in central Minnesota.